This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Sam McCabe, director of Loyola University, New Orleans Center for Entrepreneurship and Community Development. Sam joins us to talk about this year's New Orleans Entrepreneur Week, which is happening Monday, March 24th through Saturday, March 29th. Sam, welcome to the show. Sam, are you with us?
Hey, I apologize. Yeah, I had David Bowie still going. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, Sam. So if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, if you would describe what New Orleans Entrepreneur Week is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is NOE's 14th year. It's a free and week-long celebration across the city of everything amazing about entrepreneurship and small business and startups and everything, you know, highlighting everything that's going on right now, how this ecosystem has really grown and how the community here has really, really blossomed over the last couple of decades, and then really highlighting too what's next and what's coming in the future.
And this event goes from the 24th of March through the 29th, Monday through a Saturday. But you guys have events all over the city, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's between some lead partner events that are being hosted by universities and like ourselves and Tulane and Xavier and some other folks. And then there's also new NOE in Your Neighborhood events that happen across the week. There's 35 plus of those and 10 of the lead partner events on top of our two-day summit that happens here at Loyola University next Thursday and Friday. So really any day from Monday through Saturday, if you check out our schedule at noew.org, you can find something that you can get excited about and something that you can attend, and pretty much all of it's free. So,
yeah, so most anyone can go, but
Yes.
You know, what type of person really is going to get the most out of this?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this year we are really, our goal is really to be this front door to entrepreneurship and to ideas and really, really growing that community here in New Orleans. So anyone who's either running a small business, interested in starting one, if you're looking for an investor for your business that you've started, or if you are an investor looking for your next big opportunity, that this is a great place to start, right? We have a lot of business leaders that are going to be on stage as well as attending throughout the week at different events going on. And then two, you know, we are on being hosted. The summit especially is being hosted on Loyola's campus on Thursday and Friday next week. So we are really anticipating having a pretty solid group of students from both Loyola and Tulane, and as well as, you know, Xavier and UNO and other universities in the region attending a lot of these events as well.
So if you would talk about some of the highlight events that y'all are going to be hosting.
Absolutely. I mean, the biggest highlight is our 2-day summit that is happening here on campus at Loyola next Thursday and Friday. So kicking off a week from right now, actually, we'll have our keynote Thursday morning at 11 a.m. We'll have programming running on several stages on campus from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. all day on Thursday, as well as from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Friday, the 28th. That is, you know, keynote speakers, industry panels, really great networking events, and a couple of really high-end pitch competitions as well. But on top of that, there's over 35 Knowy in Your Neighborhood events that are hosted by a variety of different partners. Those are going on Monday through Saturday. There's at least one or two every single day. And those are really, those get a little bit more into the meat and potatoes and really help folks be a little bit more specialized and find some really specialized communities, right, for networking. And then, you know, part of that summit on Friday is the Idea Pitch competition, which we will be hosting here at Loyola, but is presented by the Idea Village, who is co-producing all of this content this year. That's going to feature some top startups. You know, it's going to be, if you're not familiar with entrepreneurship, it'll be like watching Shark Tank happen in real life, right? So with some really amazing...
It's Shark Tank on steroids. I'm going to tell you,
absolutely.
I've seen that competition. These young kids and the ideas that they come up with, these young entrepreneurs, I've never felt so stupid in my life. I mean, it's like,
oh yeah,
it's like,
oh,
how
man.
Did they it's, come it's up with this?
I mean, absolutely, like, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So you know, there's a couple of really great pitch competitions that'll be happening as well as part of the summit. We're also, you know, there's some of these lead partner events that are happening across town that are hosted by our friends at, you know, the Tulane Innovation Institute or GNO Inc. Especially, you know, they're hosting a recruitment event for tech talent on Tuesday night at NOLA Brewing, right, on the 25th. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whether you're looking to get involved in entrepreneurship in part of the community here, if you're looking for a new gig that might be with a small business or a startup, if you're looking to start your own startup or have an idea for a small business, you know, there's really something for everybody as part of this really great community of
nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
That next week.
You know, Sam, one of the things that I found really incredible is that a number of stories told where, you know, young entrepreneurs really underestimated their capabilities starting out, right?
Okay.
As they worked through the process and they had access to some of the programs that so many fine folks like yourself and others have offered up in our city, they have come up with some of the most incredible ideas that didn't stay as an idea. It's actually implemented. It's up. It's working. You're seeing it around the country. The success is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I get so excited when I see that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's really one of the biggest goals with especially that 2-day summit here on campus, right? A lot of this programming is, you know, very curated to be really inspiring and to showcase, you know, what so many of these amazing entrepreneurs have come up with and how it really was, you know, we've got a whole stage on Friday that is just basically like TED Talk style founder stories, where we're hearing from founders from every industry you can imagine about how they even came up with their idea and the story that it's taken to get them from point A to point B, right? Because it is, every single one of these stories is different. No two of these entrepreneurs, no two of these startups are alike. And really, you know, taking into account their story and showcasing that for New Orleans and our community here and the world really to see is one of my favorite parts of this event. Yeah.
You know what I liked about it? It was a reaffirmation of the belief that you can do or be anything you want in your life in this country.
Absolutely.
And, you listen to these stories and it's like, wow. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. I don't mean to be overplaying this, but I remember, I forgot who it was that was in charge at the time. I said, I've never felt so stupid in my life. It was a good feeling. I mean, I was excited for them. I was excited for their success.
That's right. No, you know, there's a bunch of content that's going on that we've curated across that 2-day summit and then really across the week too. That is, I mean, I don't know, some of these ideas that people are coming up with and then the fact that they're executing on them and then really like making it something so exciting for our city and for everywhere else. It's what really gets me excited about a lot of this, whether it's when I'm working with my students here at Loyola or working with our friends at the Idea Village to co-produce this event. You know, and there's too many for me to even list right now, but if folks want to see some of the stories that they could come hear at this summit, they should check out our summit schedule at noew.org. We've got over 125 different speakers, most of which are, you know, either founders themselves or really have these great stories about how they've been involved in the entrepreneurship community. And we really do think we've got some really amazing content put together this year. So,
oh, no doubt. I was looking at the website both last night and again this morning. Y'all make it so easy to sign up for all of this stuff and to see what's being offered up, especially with NOE in your neighborhood. Y'all label it all, so you know exactly what it is. I mean, even a dinosaur like myself can meander through this website without much difficulty.
You know, I appreciate that. That's been a challenge just because there's just so much content, right? Like,
absolutely.
We've had so many meetings internally about like, wow, how do we really showcase all of these amazing events that are happening over the course of 6 days, basically, right? So I do appreciate that. I'm going to let my marketing team know that they have absolutely killed it on the website.
Absolutely. If this guy can get through and understand it, they've reached the masses for sure.
I'm so glad.
I think this is going to be another really exciting week. It's, every year it's a big, big success. It's grown in popularity. Yeah. Print has been recognized nationally and otherwise. Mm-hmm. Talk briefly about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a story, really. You know, this is like I said, kind of at the top of the call. This is the 14th NOE, and it's evolved in so many different ways. And is you know, now really like last year, this summit was one day at Gallier Hall in the middle of the week, and then some events kind of around it. This year, we really took a lot of feedback and really built a lot of this curated content to really make sure that we're hitting all these exciting notes. And then, you know, we're bringing in people from, yes, it's New Orleans Entrepreneur Week, but there's people from all across the state, all across the country, and even, you know, international folks that are coming here specifically for events that are going on throughout the week, and really getting this, you know, not only experience New Orleans in the spring, which, come on now, but they also get to, you know, really see all of the amazing things happening in this community, right? So it's exciting. It's exciting to be able to showcase all of this and see how, you know, how New Orleans is really leading the way in a lot of these industries, right?
And we've already had, correct me if I'm wrong, ideas mm-hmm. start there, develop, yep. Execute on same, start yep. up, get into business, and get sold for multiples that will rock your world, right?
Yeah.
And,
yeah. No,
and
absolutely.
They're often running on another idea.
Absolutely, right? You know, that's kind of there's a couple of pieces of content that are happening on Friday on our main stage here at Loyola that are some founders who, yes, they got started here 15 years ago and went through the Idea Village and went through and have been attending NOE for years and years, who, yes, they sold their company for many millions of dollars and have really, and then now they're showcasing what they did and helping these other founders here to be able to get that leg up and move forward, right? So it really is about the community, right? It's about being able to highlight the people that have really been able to step up and then how they're then inspiring and educating and helping to connect this whole community together, right?
And you have a bunch of universities involved, Xavier, Loyola, Tulane, and others.
Right. Right. Yeah. And that's been kind of a new partnership this year. You know, we've got this lead partner that we're calling it network that is, you know, us here at Loyola as well as Tulane, both their Innovation Institute and their LePage Center at the College of Business over there, uptown. You know, Xavier is hosting a couple of really amazing events across the week. And then, you know, UNO, they have their big facility, the beach. They're hosting a big event on Monday at the New Society. It's really that community, too, with the universities and then some of these other partners, too, has just really been a lot of fun, right? Because it's we all are working to do similar things and really help grow this entrepreneurial community and showcase that to our students, and now being able to bring them all together in this aspect and connect all of them so that we can learn from each other and inspire each other and really showcase what we can do here in New Orleans, you know.
Well, it's a great example of the breadth and depth of the foundation of this, right? And it's nothing but positive, because so many great things are happening there, and bringing it all together under this umbrella for this week is really quite an accomplishment and a great thing. Final thoughts, Sam?
Oh, yeah. You know, we're really excited about next week. If folks want to get registered, they can do so for free at noew.org. You know, registration gets you access to the summit on Thursday and Friday next week, as well as gets you connected for all the NOE in your neighborhood events that are happening throughout the week. Full schedule's online. We just posted a couple of more sessions. We have got over 125 speakers that are going to be here on campus next week. So, you know, thank you for having me today to talk about all this. We're really excited about
Absolutely.
It, and we're really just stoked for everything that's going on next week. We hope to see some of y'all out there.
Absolutely. Sam McCabe, Director of Loyola University New Orleans Center for Entrepreneurship and Community Development, thank you so much for joining us today. Congratulations, and have a great week next week. I hope the turnout is
appreciate it, Newell. Thanks, man. I appreciate
thank
it. Y'all
you,
have a great rest of your day, too. We'll talk to y'all soon. Thanks.
Good deal. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.